Yes, I am sitting at home in a room talking to myself. It is a very sane thing to do. Welcome to Things I'd Never Say with me, Lindsay Lewis. So let's begin with an explanation. I believe that we have two sides to us. One is fairly enlightened, loving, peaceful, calm, intuitive, wise, strategic, creative, tuned in, and masterful. The other side is a bleep show. Just kidding, that's a bit of an exaggeration. The other side is the part of us that doesn't know what we're doing, gets overwhelmed, gets jealous, insecure, uncertain, confused, and lives in a feeling that feels messy. So this podcast is about that side, the non-wise one, the non-masterful one. And it's where I say things and speak from that side. The reason it's called Things I Never Say is because typically this is a side of me that I don't actively cultivate. Doesn't get a lot of airtime. Gets compartmentalized and tucked away because the other side is nicer, frankly, to live from. But recently I had a baby, and that other side, as is typical when a new experience or a new life arrangement is emerging, that side, the non-wise, the non-I got this all figured out side, is getting a lot of airtime. She is pretty much showing up every day, every minute in the midst of all of this new babiness. And so in the midst of that, I decided to create a podcast where I would get to honor and fulfill my creative desires and hopefully support other people who are in the midst of a identity re-emergence like I am. So if you listen to the first two, you heard me talk about how amazing and incredible it is to be in this experience and to have this new being that is a new living human being in the world, and also how hard it can feel. And that's hard with seven A's, guys, seven A's in the word hard. So this week, in my determination and my commitment to bringing peace back into my life, I have been doing that. That's part of what's happening this week. I am still pouring the peace back into my life, bathing myself with whatever is the opposite of adrenaline and cortisol, those stress hormones, so that I can support myself and feeling balanced and at ease and whole. And it's happening. It is coming. Today's a good day. It is a wonderful day. I meditated for 30 minutes with my baby. That was pretty awesome. So here's some other things that are happening. I am sending the most astute, sensible text messages. I'm going to read some to you guys. The first one is one I sent to my husband, Matt. He texted me from work saying, leaving soon. My response was, ole versus okay, which Wikipedia tells me is a Spanish interjection mostly associated with flamenco and bullfighting of the last few centuries, but also with other sports after the 19th century. So take that, Matt. A friend texted me, hope you are all doing well. My response to her was, so he's doing great. We had a girl, not a he. And not and I seem to be coming out of the tunnel of overwhelmed. Not is apparently Matt's new name. Next one, I was organizing a date to meet up with my sister-in-law and her daughter. My response to her was, awesome, I'll put it in my calendar and we can touch base mid-morning to figure out timing quest. Quest with a capital Q. Apparently, I am sending us on a quest for timing. My sister-in-law, her daughter, my niece, and me and my baby are going to go on a quest for timing. It's very important, and my must capitalize this quest we are going on and need to figure out. Finally, we have a cleaner named Baltazar, which is such a great name, such a great name. He goes by Bal, B-A-L. I sent him a text where I called him Bal. Bal like the ball that you would toss back and forth between the two of you, B-A-L-L. When I sent a follow-up apology text, he replied with this. It's okay. It's the same as long as I am rolling and keep moving on. Which I thought was kind of sage advice. Maybe it is the same. No matter what we call ourselves, no matter what our role or title is, so long as we are rolling and keep moving on. Also, this week, reached a new level of intimacy with my husband, celebrating that. This is a whole new arena, previously unexplored for the two of us. I was nursing our little one. She's doing it. She's doing awesome. This is not always the case, so I am definitely not pulling her off, which I would need to do to address this thing, this need that I had to address in my own body. So Matt did it. He itched my armpit for me. And guys, it was sweaty. New level of intimacy with Matt. Accomplished and achieved this week. I also learned a new term. The term is from the mom group that I attended. It's called intrusive thoughts. And intrusive thoughts apparently are unwelcome or unusual or unexpected thoughts in my, you know, I would define them as like thoughts that you would not want to share with other people because they think you are crazy. Some examples. What if that car leaps onto the sidewalk and hits us as I'm walking down the sidewalk with her strapped to my chest? What if I slip while holding her and walking down the stairs? Another example of an intrusive thought. Do I tell Matt that I had that kind of dream about Danny DeVito? Also happening this week, I am eating so much food. So much food. I have seen my girlfriends who have had babies become very svelte about a month after baby is born because of all the nursing. It's this caloric, like, outpouring. I was watching David Letterman's new Netflix show, his interview with Tina Fey, and she talked about rolling into New York from Chicago at a crisp 150 pounds. And I thought, you know, I might just roll into motherhood at a crisp 160. So that's also happening this week. I will share that my close personal friend, Mindy Kaling, she is up to some good stuff this week. If you are listening to this podcast for the third time, you know this is something that I include. And here's why. Because I think she's awesome. She's the only celebrity that I'm actually an avid fan of. Oh, aside from maybe Fortune Feimster as well. I read Mindy Kaling's book and then her next one. And when I read her first one, I thought, oh, we're so alike. We have some stuff in common. It's pretty fun. So I started following her. And I learned she was pregnant around when I thought I soon would be, or when I was thinking about that this may happen in my life. And I started watching her, wondering how will she navigate this in her life? And guys, this is what she did this week with her baby, who I think is about 5 months old at this point. As usual, this information comes from my very close connection with her Instagram account. Very inside, scoopy information coming to you today. So Mindy Kaling promoted her show Champions. She's the creator of that show, by the way, and an actor on it as well. She appeared in the poster for Ocean's 8, the all-female version of Ocean's 11 that she is starring in alongside Sandra Bullock, Kate Blanchett, Anne Hathaway, and Rihanna. She shared some of the interview that appeared in Elle India with her. It was an interview of her with her in Elle India. And she worked on the film that she's in, Late Night with Emma Thompson, which she also wrote. And she attended the Met Gala in a crown. Here's what I did. I went for some walks. I nursed my little monkey. I watched some Netflix. Also got my armpit itched by my husband. So you can see how alike we are. She and I, me and Mindy Kaling, we could be twins. We have so much in common. So guys, that's it for today. Short and sweet. All love and light ahead. Whatever you're in the midst of, whatever moment is going on in your life, may you embrace it all and hopefully feel some grace, love, and grounded joy amidst the mess.